Well, I guess I had a whole homily thought out, but then something struck me at Mass today. And don't worry, I'll give you the other one that I prepared too. But I just this idea that came to me was that we always have a place with God. We always have a place. Did you catch that with our first reading? Was the church's the number of disciples continues to grow and grow, and the Hellenists and then the Gentiles and all these. We always have a place. And isn't the early church's growth proof of that fact? What about our second reading? Here we see this talk about in the letter of our first pope, St. Peter, who talks about the stone rejected by the builders. That's Jesus. But guess who never rejected Jesus? The Blessed Mother. And it's her month that we celebrate this May. And guess what? You and I are all in her arms all the time. Look at that statue behind me. You see Jesus in there? Jesus in the arms of the Blessed Mother. You and I were baptized into Jesus, which means that we are members of him. We are in the Blessed Mother's arms at all times. Her mantle is wrapped around us. She won't reject you. She won't reject me. People in this world might reject us from time to time, maybe because of our ideas or maybe because of something that we have done. Or who knows what, but Blessed Mother will never reject you, and neither will the Heavenly Father. And how about our gospel today? Here we see Jesus says that there is a dwelling place prepared for you from the foundation of the world. I think about a mother who, and a father too, who prepare a nursery for a newborn child. The child isn't even here yet. The child's in the womb, not crawling around yet and being held yet. But the mother and the father, in eager anticipation, prepare a nursery in their house. And I love it when I go and bless houses and parents will take great pride in showing me, this is where little Johnny's going to live. Look at the walls. I built that crib myself. The father might say, the mother will show all the different things. And I'll say, where's the crucifix? Where's the Blessed Mother? Put those, don't forget those. You know, but like, we do that as humans. I even do that with my dog. I don't want her to have to sleep on concrete floor. So if we're going to be outside in a place, you know, I might bring a little pad for her. Prepare. Animal kingdom, the animal kingdom does this too. God prepares a place for each and every one of us. And isn't that consoling? Isn't that wonderful? To know that we always have a place with our God. We always have a place with the church. We always have a place with the Blessed Mother. Now, what I was thinking about was what Jesus said here is, do not let your hearts be troubled. And this, by the way, is this gospel today is our Lord's farewell discourse. He's declaring that he will ascend before too long. You notice in our church here, we have that beautiful mural of the ascension. Jesus is talking about how that will soon come to pass. And this is his farewell. And he starts it off with, don't let your hearts be troubled. Now, sometimes that's easier said than done, isn't it? Because certain things can come and certain things can happen. Because a lot of things can go wrong in our lives, you know. I just have to tell you a funny story about Friday. It was a very interesting day. You might have noticed on my Facebook page that somebody had come on into the parish office when nobody else was there. And they had clearly been searching for some money or something like that. Well, thanks be to God, you know, we had all that locked away safely. But, you know, a little iPad was taken. And I was very thankful that my Cheryl's cookies survived the thing, but and some of my other candy supply here and there, but like then that night it was just like a weird day, you know. And that night, Father Adam and I were up till about midnight, and then he goes off to bed, and I'm just kind of you know, drinking some tea and whatnot downstairs, and I thought, oh, you know, I might as well do these dishes here. So I start doing the dishes, and the water's on. All of a sudden, the water stops coming out of the faucet. I thought, well, that's kind of weird, you know? And all of a sudden, I hear this big noise. And I thought, what's that sound? And I told Billy last night, I said, it was kind of like, you know that movie Home Alone when Marv and Harry are standing at the door and the tool chest is coming down the stairs, but they don't know it. And they go, what's that sound? And then all of a sudden the tool chest throws them up against the wall. And then Marv says, that's the sound of a tool chest falling down the stairs. Well, anyway, I heard this big rupture and I thought, what's that sound? And I opened up the cabinets underneath the sink and water just is like gushing everywhere. And I'm going, oh man, I don't know if I'm a plumber. So I'm trying to mess around with it. Of course, the valve, here's the faucet up here. And here's the other part of the pipe. And the little doodad that you can turn to turn off the water supply is on, up here, but it broke down here, so that did no good, you know. And it's just like gushing out, and I'm thinking, meanwhile, the dog is trying to drink it up on the floor. And so I yell up for Father Adam. I said, Father Adam, what do you know about fixing water? And he had already gone to sleep. And he goes, I'm moving out. Anyway, we had a lovely time for about a half hour trying to contain that mess, and then even longer time mopping it up. But bottom line is, problems will happen. But you know what's funny is that, like, it didn't really faze me at all. It's like, you know, whatever, you know, like, stuff happens, you know. And it's not worth getting bent out of shape about any of these things. Why? Because our faith is not in functioning pipes or a house or a building that isn't broken into. Our faith is in Jesus. And like, all we have to do is to look to the newspaper articles and maybe our own life, and we see that Jesus' teaching is very true, that moth and vermin can destroy anything and that thieves can take it all away. Even a coronavirus can take a lot of stuff away. But you know what it can't take away? The treasures in heaven. That's why Jesus says, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, says the Lord, where neither moth nor vermin can destroy and thieves cannot take away. You know the saying, you can't take a U-Haul to heaven. That none of this stuff on earth, our faith isn't in it. Our faith is not rooted in a great paradise here on earth. Our faith is rooted in Jesus Christ and Him crucified and Him risen. And like, come what may, stuff's taken from us. My gosh, graduation was taken from our seniors in high school, our seniors in college, our fifth graders. Trips have been taken away. I mean, holy smokes. But our faith is in Jesus, and our happiness, our joy is in Jesus. And Jesus says, don't store up for yourself none of that stuff. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, because that's where the things won't, you know. And I think that's where we all try to do, don't we? We store up treasures in heaven. I know a lot of people who make a lot of hidden sacrifices. You know, you probably know the same folks. And I know people who pray a lot of holy hours, pray a lot of rosaries, people who suffer very quietly and unjustly for this or that, and who bear it all, who bear their crosses heroically and quietly, and who store up for themselves treasures in heavens. I know folks whose unrequited deeds and whose loving acts make the world of difference. And I guess, you know, usually these folks don't get the credit they deserve, you know, but they don't want the credit. I think about a couple different folks. I think about our teachers, for one. We're just ending Teacher Appreciation Week. And I was remembering to the faculty and staff here at St. Joe about some of my own teachers that I had when I was a little youngster who made the world a difference to me. I could name each and every one of them. I could tell you where I sat in those classrooms, and I could tell you lessons that I learned from each of them. And I loved those days. They were heaven-like. And it was my teachers that did that. But now that I'm an adult, I realize what the teachers must have been going through every night, you know? I think about our healthcare professionals. Yesterday night, we had a lovely service at the hospital. I was joined by some of the other ministers in town, and we prayed for all the different groups of folks who work at the hospital. There's 1,200 employees over there, and we prayed for each and every one of them. And it was a lovely experience, and I really enjoy. I'm in this group with these other ministers in town called Job with Jesus, and I really enjoy them. And it was nice to put, my gosh, the things that they do. They're storing up treasures in heaven, and we're a better community for it. I think about mothers. Holy smokes, today's Mother's Day, my goodness. How about some Facebook incense for our mothers? Click those like buttons and those heart buttons. You know, let's call that Facebook incense. You know, like, where would we be without our mothers? We wouldn't even be here. You know, of course, I love my mother dearly, and she has done so many wonderful things in my life. She's raised me and my brother to be the men that we are today, and my gosh, the different sacrifices that she's made in the course of her life. And you know, I know that this Mother's Day, it always brings up a wide range of emotions. You know, it's just like Christmas does, you know, because there are some people who very much wish that they could have been mothers. There are young women who might be watching this, or other women as well, who have suffered miscarriages. And I know we had one of those in the last week here. I know that there are those who are spiritual mothers. Again, those who wish that they could have been mothers, but it never came to pass. Those who have lost their mothers, those who are separated from their mothers for any reason. This day, of course, brings up all these wide range of emotions, but we remember, all of us, that we are deeply connected to our mothers and to our blessed mother, our heavenly mother, but we are meant to think and pray with her. We're going to have a May crowning before too long, but this is a day to remember in a very special way, of course, our own natural mothers. And my gosh, what a woman my mother is. And you know, of course, she put up with my brother. Of course, as you can imagine, I was a very easy child. I was very easygoing, and but she put up with him, and God love her for that, you know. But anyway, think about all the treasures in heaven that mothers are accumulating, and a happy Mother's Day to all of you. Think about that, folks, like all these treasures in heaven. But the problem is with treasures in heaven, try as we might to accumulate them. And as we do to accumulate there are ravages of forgetfulness. We forget and dementia comes in, and then we've just distractions, and then we don't think about them. And we inevitably will forget here on earth all the heavenly treasures that we have accumulated. But Jesus speaks about it anyway. He talks about those treasures in heaven and this dwelling place that he has prepared for us. And what a consolation, folks, to know that Jesus will prepare a place for us in the heavenly kingdom. That doesn't just mean that, by the way, that heaven is big enough for all of us. It means that heaven is designed to receive all the heavenly treasures that I've made here on my time on earth. All of those, everything, like when the dross is purged away, my loving acts and hidden sacrifices, unrequited deeds that even I have forgotten about, will be remembered by God. And they are etched in the divine memory. And when we get to heaven, all those fragments of our whole life of grace, mercy, and love will be there. Those treasures in heaven that we have accumulated will be there in our dwelling place that God is talking about. Nothing will be lost. Jesus will gather it all together. That's great. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes I have divine experiences here on earth, and I think, oh my goodness, and I, you know, things happen and things that I do and say, and I forget about them. Well, God doesn't forget. Those are treasures that are put into our dwelling places in heaven. And we're looking forward to the day when we will be able to enjoy them and enjoy one another in the heavenly kingdom.